This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 137. Be more likable with these six English phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. Lindsay, I've been reading our reviews on the iTunes store, and I'm so happy. Oh. I mean, I love hearing what our listeners think about the podcast.
Oh, it's amazing. It makes everything feel so worth it. We work so hard. We work hard for you guys, and we really want to know what you think.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to practice your English,
there
right?
You go.
Typing us a little message on iTunes. We love to see it.
So please go ahead on over to your iTunes store and leave a review for All Ears English. We'll be checking for them. Thanks, guys. Do you want people to like you when you speak English? Use these six phrases and you'll have lots of friends in your English life.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
And I'm especially doing really well because I just realized we have gone past 3 million downloads.
What?
Isn't that awesome?
3 million downloads. Everybody who's listening, I'm giving you a virtual high five right now. Thank you for helping us reach more than 3 million downloads.
Wow, thanks so much for coming back every day to listen to this, guys. And if you're not subscribed, you should join the party, join the club, subscribe to our All Ears English podcast, and keep coming back.
Awesome. That's great news.
So, Gabby, what can I say to make people like me? I'm having social problems.
Okay, there's a lot of joke answers I could give you, but seriously, there are some phrases that will go farther. Mm. And Lindsay, you showed me an article about this. I thought it was really interesting. That article was from what, smallbusiness.yahoo.com. The title?
Yeah, from Inc. Magazine, I think.
Inc. Magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
19 words that will make people like you more.
Yeah.
So interesting.
We went over them and we decided which ones we agree with and don't agree with. Mm-hmm. And we've added a couple of our own.
Yeah.
So let's start with our own.
Yeah, great. So one tip that we want to use is just asking someone else, how about you? You know, obviously this is for the middle of a conversation, not the beginning or the end. But when you're talking with someone, you're having a conversation, just show that you're interested in them. Ask, how about you?
Yeah, it's so easy to ask this because it could come at the end of any statement that you make.
Yeah.
Right? It's so simple and so natural. And this will also allow you to take the focus off of yourself. If you're feeling awkward, again, we talk about connecting with people, always put it back in their corner.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. How about you? All right. Great. So there's another tip.
I mean, I really like it when people use my name because
right.
It's the most beautiful sound in the English language, in my opinion.
Yeah. I wish my name was Lindsay, too. But it's not. Oh, man. Okay, but seriously, if you use someone's name, it shows that you really care. You cared enough to remember their name and use it to show them that you care. So in the beginning of the conversation, oh, nice to meet you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
At the end of the conversation, it was great talking with you, Lindsay.
Right. Or so, Lindsay, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Or so, Gabby, how about you? Right? So always inserting their name. Even if it feels awkward to you, to them, it feels great.
Great. Well, I know what you guys are thinking. What if you forgot their name?
Yeah.
So what I do, because this happens a lot to me actually, is I'm not afraid to ask for their name again if I forgot it. So I'll say, oh, I'm really sorry. What was your name again? I mean, this is for the first time I meet someone. I don't know. Do you disagree?
No, I agree. It's just that sometimes I forget after asking twice.
Okay. Well, there's a trick for that. I have a trick for that as well.
Oh my God. You write it on your hand?
No. I try to associate or connect the person's name with something. So for example, like let's say John and I don't know. Okay. So this is kind of weird, but let's say the guy named John is not a tall man. He's a short man. And then there's a rapper in America named Lil Jon.
Wow.
So I might associate John with Lil Jon. Okay, I'm
it
just
works.
You know, it works. This is where my brain goes. I'm sorry to bring you there, but you have to make a connection with something you already know to remember new information, and that's the scientific fact.
Right, and that's something that can work not only for remembering names, but for learning English, right? We've talked about this before, setting up acronyms, setting up mental associations to learn. Okay,
absolutely.
The next one is one that we don't agree with. Gabby and I have both decided we completely disagree with this, but it was presented in the article. They said that using sir and ma'am are great ways to make people like you. Why do we disagree?
I disagree because in the U.S., it's too formal. It's really too formal. Now, you'll hear people using sir and ma'am more often in the South, in the southern region of the U.S. However, up here in Boston, in New York, on the West Coast, this is too formal. It's going to make you sound stuck up, or it's going to make you sound too, just too formal.
I think it has more of a submissive connotation to it, actually. I think it's not as much stuck up, but more submissive, more like saying, I'm below you, so I'm calling you ma'am, or I'm calling you sir.
It's just not common.
Yeah.
Whatever the connotation is, it's not common, and I personally would never use this unless I wanted to show a great amount of respect. Which happens. I mean, just the other day, I did say yes, sir, because I wanted to be polite, and I don't mean to contradict myself, but you know, it's very occasional, very rare that I would use this.
Yeah, and just remember, this is really cultural in the sense of regional cultures. And so in urban areas, you wouldn't hear this. In the Northeast, the West Coast, you wouldn't hear this. But in the South and more rural areas in the South, you would hear it.
Also, I cringe when people say this to me. I do not like when people say, thank you, ma'am, because ma'am is usually an older woman. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's showing respect for someone older than you. I'm not an older woman. Thank you. Okay, so what about some other phrases? Other phrases that we agree with. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Please and thank yous.
You're welcome as opposed to no problem. Why?
Right. Well, these are two different ways of saying the same thing. You're welcome, no problem. But no problem, it's implying that it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, and what does that mean about what you just did for that person? It means it didn't mean anything to you, so it really wasn't that nice of a thing to do.
No effort.
So you're saying, oh, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
When you say you're welcome, it's more like you're not making a judgment of about what you've done.
Mm.
Just saying you're welcome. It's very simple, very neutral.
Yeah. So we prefer you're welcome. There's a couple other phrases that I think we added to the list, like one phrase that was on the list was, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And another phrase is that we added is, what would you like me to do?
Mm-hmm.
So I had an experience just about a week ago. I was on an airplane coming back from Hawaii, and the person sitting next to me was trying to tell me something or ask me something. I didn't understand. It was all very indirect, and I really didn't know what he wanted. So I just... I paused when he stopped talking. I said, I'm sorry, what would you like me to do? Trying to get some clarification. And I guess he understood finally that he just needed to be direct. And he said, oh, would you mind changing seats with me?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So how can I help you is also a phrase that you're going to hear when you go into a store, right? But that's a little bit different. So we're talking about more in conversational context, not in shopping contexts.
Right, exactly. So this might be a good phrase for you're out with colleagues, you're out with friends, you know, maybe you see some need for help. You can just ask, oh, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Or just ask specifically, for example, can I help you with your bags? You know, when Lindsay came over to record this morning, she had like 10 bags. And I said, oh, can I give you a hand?
Yeah, travel heavy.
Now she likes me because I asked her. I used the magic words.
So helpful. You know how to do it.
Was there anything else on the list? Or was that it?
I think that was it.
Okay, let's review them.
All right, cool.
So the first one was How About You?
Mm-hmm. And then using their name.
Mm-hmm. The third one is we say don't use sir or ma'am.
Right.
Right.
And we say saying you're welcome instead of no problem.
Yep. And then how can I help you? Or what would you like me to do?
Excellent. Awesome. Very useful.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.